This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars in the building. We back. It's June 5th. Nailed it. Whatever. It's June.
Six.
I know the Puerto Rican Day Parade's coming and white people getting their stuff together and getting out of town. Oh, you can see them helicoptering out the city. The parade's on Sunday, baby.
Oh.
It's going to be nice. Oh, it's going to be tail everywhere. Mm-hmm. But we got a packed house. Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Sarah Russi.
Sarah Russi. Mm-hmm. Now, Sarah, this is your first time on the show. Tell people what you do. Who are you? I don't know. Break it down for me.
I'm a cam girl.
Okay.
I do modeling. I've been doing it for about 10 years now. And
Okay.
I have an episode of a TV show coming out called Love Don't Judge.
It
comes out tomorrow with Mason.
Yes, Love Don't Judge. Now, what's Love Don't Judge? What's the show about?
So it's kind of a spinoff of Extreme Love. Have you heard of that show?
Yeah.
It's on WeTV. Uh-huh. And it's basically kind of the same thing. It shows relationships where it's not really, conventional.
Okay, unconventional relationships. Oh, yeah. I've been a part of a lot of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I fell in love with a mailbox once. People don't know that about me.
That's crazy love.
I love my truck.
Well, what's so unconventional about you guys, though?
Well, he's a lot shorter than me, which I love.
Not a lot. a couple of inches.
Introduce yourself as well.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Mason Reese.
Yes.
And for those that don't recognize the name immediately, I did a lot of TV back in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
A lot of commercials, talk shows.
I recognize you from a bunch of stuff.
I had my own TV show real briefly back in 77. And now I have a little production company out in L.A.
Okay, nice. Now, how long you guys been together, you two?
Yesterday was 6 months.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, is it other couples on the show with you guys?
No, it's just our episode.
Yeah, every episode is a singular dedicated episode.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like webisodes. They're like 12 to 15 minutes.
Now, is the age difference, right?
28 years.
28 years.
Yeah, I'm 54.
She's 28 years older than you.
That's correct.
You are an animal.
Yeah.
You should be locked up.
She acts 26 years older. 28 years older.
So you're 28 years older than her.
Yeah, I'm 54. She's 26.
Okay. Now, her parents must have loved that.
Well, actually, I had him over for Christmas, and my parents love him.
Okay.
Especially
they
my
really
dad.
Liked me a lot.
Like, my dad wanted to be Facebook friends with him and everything because he remembers him from back in the day.
Yeah, and her dad's a Lutheran minister.
What?
Which is a little interesting. Yeah.
And Dante, what do you think about all that?
And I'm Jewish.
Love has no, whatever the fuck. You know what I mean. That's it. It is what it is.
It always does.
It is what it is. You love who you love.
Now, have you always dated older men?
Always.
I
think the oldest I've been with is like 66.
Jesus. Yeah. How old were you?
This was a few years ago. I like sugar daddies.
Okay, so the sugar is part of it. Okay.
Well, you should clarify that though.
He's not my sugar daddy.
That's not our relationship.
Okay.
It could easily
be that way, but we really are together.
Okay.
Well, the what I find all the time in relationships where you have an older guy. An older guy has a guy for everything.
Right.
So anything, when you're dating a younger girl and whatever she needs, you got a guy. And if you don't have a guy, you know a guy who has a guy.
Right. Yeah, but a girl's not dating an older guy because he's got a guy. She's dating an older guy because she wants an older, I don't know, your dad? That's why I would do it.
I don't think it's a dad complex. I think there's a difference in the wisdom and stuff that you just feel as though
there's a maturity level, there's a wisdom level.
And you've done more things, you've been more places, and there's a life.
A million
and so the things that you're working out as a younger girl, it's not even you just like do this, do that, do this.
And boys are so far behind. Like a guy in his 30s is like a child.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
I was still peeing in the bed at 33.
There you go.
It happens.
But I like the warmth of it.
It's very relaxing. Feels like the womb, you know?
Just turn up the heat.
Like you back now I can sleep.
You could just turn the heat up. You know, that would be easier. So
this last dude was 66.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't somebody I dated. It was just like a sugar daddy type thing.
Okay. Now, you went to the prom. Did you go to the prom?
No, I never went to the prom.
Okay. Because they went and let your 75-year-old boyfriend in school. Exactly. Get off the school grounds.
You could have came in with a...
Sir, you're on a register.
I'm the chancellor from the Board of Ed. Let me in. You got in.
She had her prom in the early bird special. That is so your parents are all good with it. Now, you have siblings as well?
I have a sister. And I know
your
everything.
Sister talking shit behind your back. Come on. Is she a sister?
No, she loves, like, she thinks it's so funny what I tell her, the stories I tell her.
Right. And you grew up where?
I grew up in Boston, right outside of Boston, actually, okay. In Revere.
Yeah,
Revere. Are you familiar with
that? Yeah. So, yeah, so you're a Boston girl. Mm-hmm. And you ever date anybody, like, in your age ever?
When I was 12, I dated a 16-year-old.
Even that was old, dude. Not,
even that was, yeah.
Even that was a fucking
the gap old between 12 and 16 is exactly the same as this.
You dated a couple of guys that were in the ballpark. I mean, that were close.
Kind of. I mean, I've dated guys recently that were like 35.
Okay. And you were bored with them, huh?
Yeah, I was really bored.
Ah, those sons of bitches.
They don't know nothing. I was speeding for an old man.
Yeah, those kids.
Now, what kind of looks do y'all get walking up the street, goddammit? Because
We got a few. People, I mean, I am old enough to be her father.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we do look different, and she's glamorous and sexy, and I'm, you know, this short little guy.
And people yell stuff out?
Nah, they don't really do that.
Do people even care here in New York? Honestly, like, who gives a shit?
No.
Yeah. Nigga, I dated a Jewish girl and people yell shit out.
That's black. Less dramatic.
That's why.
But less dramatic.
Yeah. Yes, by like so much. Yeah, it's not even the same.
Now, have you ever dated anyone your age?
The actual funny thing, Sherrod, is that this is the first woman I've ever dated with this type of relationship.
Okay.
Every woman I've been with has been like very, very close to my age. Uh-huh. Or
look how
I
already throwing shade on him. Oh, the bitch was old. Oh, you know it was old.
you don't want to know the words she has for that. You know.
And but, were you married?
I'm sorry?
Were you married before?
No, never been married. Never. No kids.
Okay.
You know, but my last girlfriend is going to be 59. So, you know. But again, love doesn't have any boundaries like that. So
Do you see any similarities between her and maybe like some of the older women you dated?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she has some of the same interests in music and things that I do.
Right.
But, you know, there are times when it comes to either movies or television or literature or even politics or something like that where that's not really her bag.
Okay.
You know, and I have to tell her that I need to watch this. I need to watch Morning Joe in the morning because I want to get caught up on politics and things like that.
Now, you're a Trump supporter? What are you doing? That's our president. Show some respect in here.
Do I look like I'm a Trump supporter?
Show some respect in here. He our president now.
Do I look like a Trump supporter?
Do you don't like Trump?
Dude.
What don't you like about him?
First of all, I'm from New York City.
Okay, so
we all knew he was a con man.
Now, you were born and raised in New York?
Well, I was born in San Diego, but I've lived here since I'm like 5 days old.
Really?
Yeah.
How, your parents moved from San Diego to here?
No, they were just there. They were just there.
Oh, they're like on vacation and they just popped out.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, I heard Comic-Con's coming.
Exactly. No, I'm a New Yorker.
Baby, jump right out of it.
I'm an official New Yorker.
Okay.
And I think like one, I act like one.
And you went to high school here as well?
I went to high school here.
What school?
Professional Children's School. PCS.
Oh, so you went to like a performing arts school?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we would have took your Walkman.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we would have robbed the shit out of you.
Yeah, I did have a Walkman too.
I know you did.
Steal it from you?
Yeah, I actually did get mugged.
I know what was getting stolen back then.
You?
Might have been. Was it a two-sided one? It was a two-sided.
It was the original Sony Walkman.
Oh yeah.
With the blue metal.
And somebody ran up on you? Yeah.
Yeah, young Spanish kid.
Yeah. I love New York crimes.
You lose that, and then you get the bass shocker. Remember the one I used to shake? And you
face boost.
Yes.
No, the original Sony Walkman in the blue.
That was a small school, right? That school wasn't too big.
Oh, no, it was very small.
Was that the Fame School?
No, that was Performing Arts.
Right.
Yeah. But our school, what they did was they tailored the curriculum around your schedule.
Right.
They weren't really a performing arts school. We didn't have a drama
team. Right. Like that. Yeah, it was like working kids who needed to.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it.
Milton Berle went there. Right. Brooke Shields went there.
Everybody with a big cock, bro.
Yes, well, that's what he's known
for. Both those people. Yeah, Brooke got a huge dick. Everybody knows that.
That's what they say. Too. That's what they say. Jesus.
So y'all was like working kids, so you worked during the day.
Yeah.
Did they send teachers out of the school with you two on set?
Nope. Didn't do that here in New York. But. basically, if you were on in a play or in a movie where you were away for 10, 12 weeks at a time, they would, you know, in other words, the tests were never scheduled on a certain day for anyone. They were very flexible.
Fluid.
The schedule was very fluid and very flexible.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what other famous kids was in that school?
During my period of time, I was the only one.
You was the only one in there working.
There were a lot of working kids.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we had people from School of American Ballet. We had Juilliard students that were coming in.
Nice.
I mean, a lot of really talented.
I mean, black kids in that school now. None. See, that's what I want.
Actually, no, that's not true.
Was Gary Coleman or somebody wasn't in there?
No.
We didn't have Emmanuel Lewis back then?
Check this out, though. I went to school with this really cool black kid who was an actor.
Okay.
And his name was James Bond III. That was his real name. That was his real birth name.
Well, apparently he ain't working because I ain't heard of him. I ain't seen a lot of Bond movies. I ain't seen his face.
No, definitely not.
It's actually Idris Elba.
That's what he changed his name.
Yeah, he changed his name to Idris Elba.
So this is an all-white kids school. No Asians either?
The Juilliard kids.
Okay,
yeah, some violins.
Yeah, the violinists. Yeah, exactly. The violinists, the cellists. Yeah.
And did y'all have a prom and all that?
No.
Nobody.
How are they gonna schedule prom?
We didn't do anything athletic. We didn't do any of that.
Is that school still open?
Yeah.
And
sure.
No black kids in that school then?
Not when I was there.
Oh,
no, James Bond III. He was the only one.
What school was next to y'all? Like a public school was near. Like, what school did the dude who took your Walkman go to?
Okay, so check this out.
He wasn't the Juilliard kid.
So the school is on 60th between Amsterdam and Broadway.
Okay.
And on Amsterdam over there, there are some projects.
Yeah,
that look like projects. Don't look like projects. And I was walking north up to about 66th.
Okay.
And he hit me on the corner of 66th.
Every time you go by there, you go like this, my Walkman. Yeah.
No, the thing was, he was a little kid, but he had a big friend with him.
Oh.
And he basically said, you know, hand it over, we're going to fuck you up. And I looked at the kid, and I don't know why I said this to him. I said, let me tell you something right now. If your friend wasn't with you, I would fucking kill you.
Right.
And he looked at me and goes, you want trouble? I said, not from both of you, I don't.
Right.
But, you know, I'll hand it over. And, you know, that's just the way it was.
You would have got poked back then. That's when they used to stab niggas back
home. Yeah, a lot of stabbing.
That was my stabbing days.
My weapon of choice was always an ice pick.
What are you talking about, Dante? Dante, what are you talking about?
A felon.
Weapon of choice. Wait, what high school you went to, Dante?
I went to Brooklyn Tech.
Oh, you went to Tech?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did 2 years at Tech, and I did Bishop Laughlin.
Nigga, I graduated from Laughlin. What are you talking about?
Bugging.
Money, I graduated from Bishop Laughlin. Everybody knows I went to Laughlin.
What year?
I graduated in 90.
All right, so I was
90.
This is dad talk, you guys.
Where is this?
Bishop Laughlin Private School.
I was
right
out.
Right near Brooklyn already. Tech. Right in Brooklyn.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's one archdiocese.
By the time you was in.
Yeah, but I went to,
I don't leave the island of Manhattan.
So you know Dorney.
Yeah, I know Mr. Dorney, money. I know Mr. McKeever and all of them because I sent money over there.
Yeah.
I still do fucking events in that school,
really?
Man. Big shout. Bishop Laughlin.
That's dope.
Yeah, I think I helped that new field we got outside. I helped raise some of that money. I ain't get no plaque. Now, what school you say you went to now?
I went to Revere High School.
And up in Boston.
Yeah.
And how was it? How was the race mixture? You had some black kids in there?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it was equal.
Like 50-50?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hell no.
That means it was three.
We feel outnumbered.
It's equal.
They're coming out of nowhere. It was really like, how big was the school? Was it a big high school?
Yeah, it was a big public school.
Big public school. And you didn't go to the prom?
No, I didn't go to the prom.
Did your friends go?
Well, actually, I switched schools. I think my 10th grade year, I switched to a small private school.
Why? Fights? Black girls want to kick your ass?
I think you people wanted with a Puerto Rican girl boyfriend.
You almost got a buck 50.
They sent me to a small school because I think, you know, people wanted to beat me up.
Who wanted to beat
Why?
You up?
Are you
You seem so sweet. Butt punchable.
I don't know. Maybe their boyfriend wanted me. I don't
know. That's what it is.
There it is.
Dante, you know the story.
It happens.
You know the story. You messing with somebody's boyfriend.
That bitch.
I'm fucking her up. It's like, what does she do? But be liked.
I got stabbed in Tech. That's why I went to Laughlin.
Now we talking. Now that's the story I wanted to hear.
All right, so I...
Now who stabbed you and why were they right?
The guys...
What were you wearing?
They used to sneak in Tech. The guys from Westinghouse.
Okay. Now, this is a worse school. This is a... Westinghouse was like...
Automotive.
Automotive high school. Yeah. So that's just... It's like, we know you ain't reading and writing.
Right. So you got to turn these knuckles. You better fix that muffler. Turn these wrenches. Yeah. Right. So I went to the bathroom and two dudes came in the bathroom.
And they were...
And I had a Kenneth Cole watch because I was fly back then.
That's what you did. Back there styling. You should have had your head in your books. You out there shopping.
And they tried to take my watch and I was like, yeah, we ain't not doing that. I'm not going.
Right.
And they pulled out a knife and I was like, we're not going. And the guy tried to stab me in the face. Whoa. And I put my hand up and I went through here, through there and through the other side. And then I left school. Like I wrapped a t-shirt and I got home.
Right.
And I didn't want to tell nobody because I wanted to come back and get the dude. So my dad was in World War II. And he had taken a Nazi bayonet.
Uh-huh. Oh, here we go.
Off of this
nigga coming with some old fucking.
And I took. He used to keep it under the bed, right?
Right.
And I took it and stuck it in my JanSport. And I was going to school every day looking for this dude
with Nazi weapons.
With a fucking. And we're talking about a bayonet, like this, like a bayonet.
Yeah.
And
was it not sticking through your JanSport? What's that JanSport made out of?
Peeking out a little bit on the side. You just get leaders off the zipper. You zip it up to the...
Who is watching these children?
Nobody. And I actually never went to the hospital. I was able to stop the blood. Like, there was blood all over the bathroom and everything.
You didn't tell a teacher anything?
No, I just left. And then I didn't tell my mom. I had this t-shirt on my hand. I leaned it on the table. I was like, yo, I'm going to go. She should have known something was up because I was like, I got to go do my homework. And she was like,
that don't sound like my boy. That nigga going to stab somebody.
And then I got the blood to stop and I wrapped it. And I just, every day I was looking for
the dudes.
Looking for the dudes with this.
And you never found them?
No, but my dad found the bayonet in my bag.
Yeah. Oh.
And he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like,
"And then y'all had like a special dad father, father son moment."
And then I told him I got stabbed, and then I was on like winter recess, and then they transferred me to Lachlan.
That sucks.
By the next winter,
you got all the trouble and none of the fun stabbing.
Yeah.
First of all, Dante sounds like the original Liam Neeson. Because he out here looking for niggas to beat up. And you just looking for any nigga to get out of line, you was going to bayonet him.
Yeah, I was looking for some specific ones.
And you want to judge Liam.
Yeah, well, I know. What's wrong with me?
Jesus Christ. Why wouldn't you tell somebody you got stabbed?
Because then I would have never been able to get these dudes back.
Okay. And you're still thinking them back, but you got
it. But I was looking. I was, you know.
And then your father took you to the hospital after that?
No, it was already, like, already.
You could have had an infection or something.
What do you want me to do? I was, what? How old was I? I was in
old enough
grade,
to know?
10th grade. You know, I was 13, 14. I figured I could handle it.
Yeah, why not? You're a child soldier. Fucking bayonet in your bag. Karen, you never got into a fight in school.
No. I had a shell. I had a hard exoskeleton on me at all times. And yeah, it's like, here's the thing. For someone to want to fight with you, they have to like have been engaged with you in the first place.
Right,
like,
you had no friends enough to even.
It's not like I was hanging out to get in a fight.
They would just say, ew.
No, they were just like, what is that? Like, as I lumbered past.
I limped.
She had a limp spot.
I wasn't the fighting one, you know what I mean? I would love to fight.
I had a, like my father was grossly overprotective.
Right.
And so I was a scary kid up to, and you know, my pops did the basketball tournaments at Ebbets Field and Wingate Park.
Okay, he was
like
involved
that.
In the community.
He did the soul in the hole and all the, basketball.
Okay.
So he was like always worried about me. So I was a scary kid. So in elementary school, I didn't want to fight. I was scared of girls. When I was about 13, I was just tired of being afraid.
Right.
And so I was like, I always said that the difference between fear happens between when an opportunity is presented to you and when you access the opportunity.
Yeah. Mm.
So the longer you wait to access the opportunity, the more the fear builds. So I just thought it was like that movie Say Yes with Jim Carrey. So if a dude said, yo, you what's up? And I would hit him.
Right.
And then what you realize is they're just as afraid as you them. Yeah, and if you step up first,
right.
They're usually like, oh, I didn't think this was going to happen.
Power, yeah.
And so then I got to this place where I just was not take. I just got into this mode where I just wouldn't take it. So when the dude pulled the knife, I was like, well, I'm not Yeah, I get it. It's not going down.
Yeah.
And I felt like if I had, then I would have reverted back to where I was scary again.
Right.
And then it just, then it got to the point where it was crazy. Like I would, like I'd fight a dude with a gun.
Like you, would like you seek it out? Did you find that you would like actually
No, but I mean, I was a pretty light-skinned dude in the 90s. You know, they didn't like
me. Yeah, light-skins got beat up. Yeah, that's an in the community beef.
Yeah, you got
Right after Albie Shore faded.
I looked a little like Albie Shore,
too. Every light-skinned dude wanted to be Albie Shore.
I had acid-wash jeans.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Fanny pack, you know.
And then they used to dance too, the dancing.
Yeah. You were a stabbing magnet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how do your family feel about the camming? Because, yeah, he is a great dude, but what do they feel about that cam?
I don't think they know everything that I'm doing. They know I model.
Okay. They
don't
know
think
all
they know the extent of it.
Oh, well, I have a surprise for you. They're here. Bring them out. So they don't know everything about, but your sister must know.
She knows everything.
And she hold it over your head, don't she?
No, she never
she
would
oh,
tell
don't you
my
know
parents
how sisters
anything.
Work?
My sister actually kept a secret from my parents when I was like 14 or 13 or something. And she was like, we were on the phone and I told her I sent like a half naked photo of myself to this kid that I liked.
Right.
And she never told my parents. And my mom, when she found out, she got mad at my sister for not telling her.
Yeah, because that's child porn, isn't it?
How did she find out? How did mom find out?
She eventually...
Because I wrote it somewhere.
Oh.
In a diary?
Something like that.
Diaries
yeah.
are the biggest snitch.
Because girls always want to tell somebody a secret. That's why y'all keep diaries in the first place.
Boys want to tell secrets, too. You guys aren't great
but
at it.
But we're not going to say, hey, I can't tell nobody, so I'll just put it in this book and leave this book anywhere.
Well, maybe not the guy's doing it.
Over her digital camera.
Your mother's?
Yeah.
So the picture was still on there? No.
I think.
Oh, boy. Oh.
No, wow. Wait, maybe it was my camera, but I just left it hanging around.
Whoever owns
somewhere.
That camera now is going to get arrested for child pornography.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you do on cam? Is it just like masturbation or is it sex? Is it girl? What do you do?
Yeah. It's all solo stuff. I wouldn't mind doing girl, but I think Mason would have a problem if I did boy-girl.
Yeah, that would be the line that I would draw in the sand.
Okay,
yeah.
So you don't want her to be involved with any other dudes, like even professionally?
Nope.
We had like Danny Daniels here. We had a lot of like cam people here, and like Danny's married.
Yeah,
her husband's a manager.
She's well married,
and she does she does guy girl stuff.
I think
right?
so.
Yeah, I think she just started doing it more recently.
Is that true though? I actually don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe she doesn't do that. Maybe she just does her cam thing. She makes like a killing on the cam thing. She's like very active on it, and like
she got an Amazon show that I was on. Dinner with Danny was great.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
But yeah, so how long you been doing camming?
I've been doing it for about 2 years now.
Now, do you do everything? Like, do you, like, just say, hey, this is me naked making coffee and get paid like that? Because that's the shit they do. They make a fucking lot of money.
Yeah.
It bugs me how much money they make. Well, they'll just be like, I'm brushing my teeth. I ain't got no bra on. Next thing you know, it's the...
just in front of the camera naked and... You know, I have something in me. I have a toy called the Lush, and it responds to tips. So the higher the tip, the longer it goes on for, and the vibration is stronger.
Wait, what?
The bigger the tip.
Wait, what's the name of the thing?
Love and Slush.
What is it? Love and Lush? What?
Love and Slush.
Love and Slush.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay, now.
go on.
Do tell. So
I'm
the
listening.
Higher, the more they tip, the more it vibrates?
What? Yeah. And the faster it goes, the higher the tip is.
It's connected to your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you connect it to other stuff? Like, can you connect it? Or is it specifically this kind of tip thing? You know what I mean?
I think you can give somebody else control no matter where they are.
Yeah, it's an app. I think it's an app thing.
It's a money app thing.
Right.
Like, so it's not, you couldn't make it like connected to like Facebook likes or something.
No, but I think I could probably control it from my phone too.
Gotcha.
Right.
So we could be out to dinner or something like that, and I could, you know, be fucking with my phone and it would vibrate her.
Those are the best.
Right.
Those are the best. I have several of those apps on my phone. They are the best.
But how do you make that monetary? Like, how the fuck do you...
The more they tip, the... The more the
came also, up with that.
We also have a thing called the WeVibe.
What is it?
It's called WeVibe.
Right.
WeVibe.
Yeah, we haven't really used it too much, but
I like to use it during sex because it's one of those things that inserts, but it's not too big on the inside.
No, it's small.
And it goes on the outside too. And
yeah, so I'm inside her and it's stimulating her clitoris at the same time.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
It's called a Wee Vibe.
Mm-hmm. I think Wee Vibe.
Your wife's instant all about it.
Karen is like, No. First of all, that's my father.
That's my daughter.
That's my dad.
We would be very popular on cam, but we don't.
But we're definitely getting what you're saying. Wee Vibe, is it?
Yeah.
So now what is it? You put it on?
It inserts into the vagina.
Okay, you put it in the cooch.
Right, but it also has a little arm that goes around the front.
Okay.
So when we have sex, if she's on top,
like the butterfly.
Okay.
I don't know what that is, but...
Never mind.
Oh, it's like a caterpillar. I know what y'all are talking about. You mean the ringworm?
Okay. Now I'm lost.
The ringworm.
We need a bell. That might be the title.
As long as it's not an inchworm, you're okay.
So, and you control this from your phone.
Yeah, it can be.
Bluetooth.
I just never knew that you can have people watching you on cam and fucking tipping and controlling your vibrator.
That's so genius. I also have another toy that goes on the outside and it responds to the tip noise. But it's not as good as the latch. I don't like it as much.
What's the tip noise?
Ding!
So it makes like a ding noise.
Something like that.
Every time it comes on, so then it vibrates?
Yeah.
Who? Did the Chinese? So the guys are like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, it kind of sounds a little like a cash register, like, ding, 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 like that.
Wow. Yeah. So what was the biggest tipping fucking vibration did you get?
900. 900 tokens. And not dollars.
But how was the difference?
So 900 tokens, I think, that's like $50.
Okay. And it was shaking like a motherfucker?
$90, actually.
No, because they take a cut.
Oh, well, yeah, right. Yeah, they get a cut of it. Sure. Right. Yeah. That's true.
Okay, and it vibrates harder and harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So technically, somebody can just make it fucking...
Now, how strong is it? Is it Hitachi One strong? Is it Symbian strong? No.
I like the Hitachi One. It definitely goes a lot faster.
This is like industry talk now. I'm sorry. Young white daughter.
Inside baseball.
I'm not throwing fucking Japanese emperors around. Is it Hitachi One or his father, Hitachi Zero?
The Hitachi One is the thing that looks like a baseball bat with a...
It's like the massager. Okay. It's the quote-unquote massager.
It was made to be, originally.
It was. And you know what? It does work for them. Attachments
on it, and it's really strong.
She sees it on my back.
It can desensitize the girl because it's so strong. Yeah.
It can numb everything down now.
Yeah, I mean, where she might not be able to come with it...
Without it.
You won't be able to not make her come without it.
Right. You got to work against a fucking motorboat.
Step it up.
Dante, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. You gotta be sparing about it.
Yeah, you can't just be fucking...
Yeah, because you piss the bed. You piss the bed with it. But you'll desensitize it.
But it's easy to get addicted to it, ain't it?
That's the point.
Yeah, it is.
And it's easy for the guy because, like, you're using this thing and she's pissing the bed and just squirting all over the... And it's dope because... And I think it's different in a sense that when a guy learns something sexual from a woman, he goes, I want to try this on everybody.
Right.
When a woman has that kind of intimate connection with a guy, she kind of attributes it to him.
Yeah, right.
There's a closeness to it.
Yeah.
But you can still desensitize yourself to the point where... Now I can't make it come with my mouth. Like she can't come internally. Yeah. It just fucks up everything.
You gotta buy a motorbike just to get this bitch off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? That's assuming that she can come easily without it. Like for girls who have a hard time coming, that thing is.
But
like
if you do
so
that,
ideal.
It will. You'll never come without it.
Yeah. So
but what about girls who don't come without it now?
Yeah,
you
right.
have to use it.
You have to get an old dude.
There you go.
How to figure that combination out.
Sometimes it takes 30 minutes, but I'm working.
Yeah.
I don't give up. I don't quit.
You can't give up.
Got no quit.
Quitters don't quit, man.
There's no knowing you.
You got to knuckle up.
Oh, my God.
You got to play the field. You got to. I'm running out of
time. That's the difference between an older guy, too, is that I think we're more patient.
Patience.
And we because we're not so excited that you have your dick in somebody, you can read the signals.
Right.
So like if you're paying attention and you're watching, mm-hmm. her abdomen, like her diaphragm, right? You know, you can tell by the depth of her voice.
Yeah.
You could tell, like, when a, I'm getting Karen wet.
Everybody says that about me.
My name's not Karen.
you'll have a situation where, because, you know, I do the man school 202 thing and I advise dudes. You'll have a girl will push her, like, so if you're missionary style and a girl pushes her hamstrings. Against, if her hamstrings are against your thigh, then you're too deep or too hard.
Yeah.
And if her hips relax and fall back, then you're not deep enough.
Yeah.
So, but most young dudes will not see those subtle. They don't know how to read them. They won't see those subtle.
They're just pumping the pump.
They're just pumping the pump. Just ever ready.
Green dicks.
And they won't, you know. And so learning those cues, even when you're going down on a girl, you'll see a rhythm. That they'll create a rhythm and they'll tell you what you want, what they want you. And sometimes they don't even know what makes them come.
They're just women.
I don't mean it like that, but I mean,
you don't even know what makes you come.
They're just women.
I mean, smell your hips. Not quite ready. A little bit deeper.
Just sidestep. Just do the two-step. But I think when it's intense and it's intimate, a woman's body will act in ways that'll tell you if you know enough, it'll tell you, her body tells you what you want, as opposed to where, I mean, she'll know how to make herself come because it's happened.
Plus, if you're a mature woman, you're going to tell with your mouth what you want.
Sure, sure.
You ain't going to wait for your body. Yeah. It's like, no, motherfucker, keep your head down there and look
at it. Sometimes there's these subtle cues that you're able to pick up.
Those cues are always there. Like, what you're talking about is experience and then getting your ego out of the way. So it's like, if she's not coming right away, it's not like, don't make it about you. Yeah. Oh, she just needs X, Y, and Z if you can just pay attention.
And that's what a young guy will do that. They'll make it about them as opposed to kind of.
And then girls internalize that too, because she's probably young and like, now she feels kind of bad. And I don't want to make him feel
she
bad.
She can't come and then just, you know, you'll have.
Your pussy broke, bitch. I usually yell that. Does that work for people?
That's what
you got a broke pussy. What you want me to do about it? It's just a fella.
If she's submissive, that might work. That actually might work. But you gotta even feel that out. Yeah. But I mean, I think it's those subtle cues. And you're right, the cues are there, but young dudes usually they're not paying attention.
Right.
And whereas an old dude.
Young girls too, they goofy.
Of course.
Young girl blowjobs as goofy as a just as goofy and chewy.
One, two, three.
And then when it's too good and they're young, you'll be like this, what you been up to? Hell you been up to? I ain't feel no teeth in it.
The Twizzler. What the fuck is the Twizzler? Mm.
Now, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
17 and a half.
Nice. Who was the girl?
She was a female bathroom attendant at a club called The Limelight.
Wow. Oh, on Six?
Yep.
Yeah.
In 20 Gation's ways?
20th.
It was the church.
It was the church.
It was the church, yeah.
The church.
A lot of drugs there.
Peter Gation, right?
Yeah.
Peter's place.
Yep.
He only had one eye. You know why he always wore those shades? Because when he was a young boy, he stuck himself in the eye with a fork.
Really?
That's why he always had shades on.
That wasn't the story he told.
That's the story that's the truth.
He said he lost it playing hockey.
Oh. What a liar.
Yeah, well.
He was a young fool going like this, fork.
He had it backwards and was real hungry.
He owned New York for a while.
Oh, yeah, he did. Then they came at him, you know. They shut that shit down. Because it was too many drugs getting sold on at his property.
It was heavy. And tax evasion, a whole bunch of things.
That too, but he could have got away with the tax shit, but the drugs got him.
The drugs that got him, yeah.
Definitely like when those white kids start passing out in limelight, it was like,
that's not what they got them for.
No, they got it
for tax evasion.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it was
down.
They went out. It was like a Capone, Al Capone thing.
It was drugs. It was definitely drugs.
Because he owned the tunnel, too.
Yeah.
Club USA, the tunnel.
Yeah.
The
tunnel. And the tunnel used to be the bomb. The bomb.
Remember when they changed the tunnel to, wasn't it the Octagon, too? Oh, that was a different one.
Octagon was the 33rd.
It was a different, right. So it was the tunnel.
That was some good club days.
Remember when the bouncer got shot and killed there? That was pretty much the end of the Octagon. Boy.
Now, were you on some type of uppers when you was at this limelight party and you were so sad?
No, Sherrod.
You wasn't on no drugs in there?
I've actually never had a drink in my entire life.
Never had a drink in life?
No.
What about drugs?
The only drugs I've ever done were in the hospital after surgery.
Jesus, you got more of those left over? I need them.
No, I don't.
My back hurt.
I'm a unicorn, man.
That's crazy. In this industry, you stayed away from drugs?
Yeah.
What?
count. No drugs, no alcohol.
Kirk Cameron ain't never tried to give you nothing.
No, definitely not. He wouldn't like me, though.
Wow. Never.
Yeah, no, never. Uh-uh.
Now, why is that?
Never,
why have you
never
think,
wanted it? Never,
never
wanted
felt
it.
Like you needed
never
it?
Never felt I needed it. Never okay. wanted it. Yeah.
So what's your thing, then? What's your fucking vice?
Food? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he actually is wearing, like, a monitor now because he, like, eats a lot of sweets and, like, yeah. his doctor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There we go. That sugar,
like,
sugar.
Yeah, blood sugar monitor. I've been cooking for him, like, really nice stuff.
Yeah, she has.
Like, healthy stuff.
Trying to eat a little healthier.
Okay.
Because she eats all the salads and all that kind of stuff.
So, what's your, like candy?
Yeah, man.
Like sweet, like brownies,
I
or like
I love Entenmann's. Love cake and cheese danishes.
Yeah,
you like the Entenmann's with the chocolate frosting,
dude,
and the
I
yellow
like all,
cake.
All of it.
That
man.
Yellow
it
cake.
Doesn't matter. I like all.
Cherry
of it.
Jolly Ranchers.
Yesterday,
no,
he was,
no, I'm not a
candy.
Oh,
you don't like
guy.
Candy, dude?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yesterday, he was like fiending for a milkshake. He was
yeah.
really irritable.
I wanted the vanilla.
Like PMSing at me.
I felt my blood sugar getting low.
I like how everything you need is like at a carnival.
Yeah. Street fairs, man.
I want cotton candy, and I want it now.
Yeah. No, I wanted a vanilla milkshake, and I was grumpy. I mean, I could feel it.
No, you think that was the sugar? Fucking...
I didn't know it was getting low. I think my blood sugar was getting low. Yeah.
How did you get your fix then?
Like, oh, I had a vanilla milkshake.
Oh, you went for it.
Oh,
okay,
I went
okay.
for it.
Oh, sometimes
yeah, fuck
you
it.
Just
I just
that.
Had it.
You know, yeah, I didn't know if we were like off the drug or whatever. Like,
no, I gave
clean.
It.
Okay.
I gave it and had it.
Now, do you have siblings as well?
I have two older brothers and an older sister.
Okay, and what do they do?
Nothing in show business.
Nothing
not
to show
at all.
Just
no,
regular humans? Regular white people supporting Trump?
Normal white people.
Which one of them support Trump that you don't talk to no more?
No. My family's liberal. Man.
All of them?
All of them.
Boo!
No,
my black family ain't all liberal.
No, I swear to you, nobody.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you voted for Clinton?
No, let me tell you. My mom is going to be 95 in a couple of weeks.
Congratulations to her.
I asked her the other day. I said, Mom, you've been through a lot. You've seen a lot of presidents come and go in this world. Yeah. Do you believe in your heart Trump is the worst president we've ever had? And she didn't even think about it. She said, not
close.
Even fucking
not
close.
Even close. I will always say, first of all, the first 12 that own slaves, I have to put at the top.
Yeah. Right.
And then everybody else.
Right. And Jefferson was really bad. He shot a dude in the White House.
Well, get out of his house.
At a party.
Yeah.
Sounds like black shit.
But in modern day, though, since she knew about voting,
right?
She thinks he is. She thinks he's much worse than Nixon.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. Yeah, she does.
She would go back to LBJ, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah LBJ. Yeah.
Well, she's born in 24.
You can go back further than that. 24, nigga. Yeah, that's
yeah.
when,
well,
that's,
hold on.
That's Harding or some shit.
Well, when were women allowed to vote, though?
Not late enough, if you ask me. You farts.
Anyway.
That meddling Susan B. Anthony with her fucking worries.
Anyway, she's not a Trump lover herself. No.
She's not a Trump lover.
Definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not.
Okay.
No, my dad passed, but he didn't like Trump anyway.
Did you vote Clinton? Oh, you're a Bernie.
I did.
You voted Clinton.
Yeah. Well, no, I voted for Bernie in the primary.
Okay.
In the New York primary. I did vote for Bernie.
I'm independent,
yeah.
So I don't fuck with the primaries.
Yeah, I did vote for
Clinton. Monkeys fight monkeys.
And then, of course, I voted for Clinton in the, you know, in the election.
Right.
And I was shocked. I mean, I literally could not go to sleep.
I knew Trump was going
to
win, though. We were predicting it on this show.
Yeah,
I
believe it.
We played the tape.
Hey, man.
Because we travel around this country doing shows.
Bill Maher predicted it.
And we knew that everybody else was saying Trump.
Yeah, Bill Maher predicted it.
Yeah.
He said it on his show, too.
Well, you know those Jews always got their finger on the pulse.
He's a half-Jew. Half-Jew. He's only a half-Jew.
He's a half-Jew. See how you didn't want to claim him? He's a half-Jew.
See, even Jews don't know that. That's weird that you know that.
I am a
keeping
Jew.
Track of how much Jews
I know, that's
in everybody.
What I know.
How much Jew is in this guy?
Half a Jew.
what half? His father?
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
Why you said it. Because if his mother's a Jew, then we just bring him in.
He's a Jew.
Yeah, his mother's a Jew?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, if he wasn't bar mitzvah, he doesn't feel like a Jew.
Wait,
then
no,
he ain't a Jew.
His father was Jewish because his mother used to make him go to Catholic.
100% not a Jew. Yeah.
That
not
is,
a
that
Jew.
Technically,
yeah, that's not a, well, yeah, but that's an old. That's not even a religious rule. That's an
so
old
stupid.
Cultural thing.
Yeah, it
because
is.
That's the only way they didn't have fucking birth. They can tell who the father was. No DNA test.
Yeah.
So that's why they.
There
used
was
had
no
that.
Maury Povich back then.
No Maury. No bringing out that vanilla envelope. So they said, if we don't know your mama, nigga, you ain't one of us.
No, you ain't. Could be any one of you.
Like a manila envelope or it's vanilla?
You said vanilla.
Not either one. Yeah. What are you, an inter-orphans fucking?
I worked at Staples.
Thank you, Kinko's. So you don't like Trump? You know Trump's going to get reelected in 2022, right?
I don't know. No, I honestly don't believe it.
I don't know.
Who do you think going to beat him?
No, I'll tell you right now. I think he's too old. I think we need younger blood.
I give you that. But hold on.
But I think Biden can take the Rust Belt. I think he can take
But Biden just as old, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was talking about Biden.
Okay.
I think he's too old.
Okay.
I think we need a younger, a little bit more progressive, new thoughts, new ideas president.
Like who?
Well, I don't really know. I mean,
You like that Andrew Young. What's his name?
Andrew Yang.
No, I don't even know who he is.
He's very smart.
No charisma, though.
Let's be real. Buttigieg is amazingly smart.
Oh, Buttigieg, yeah.
Mayor Pete, amazingly intelligent.
Yeah, but he doesn't say anything.
Like, is he the homosexual? Who's going to bring it up?
Sherrod, that's why he can't win.
You think he can't
because
win
Because middle America will never, ever support
Yeah, not because he's gay, because he said he's gay.
Right.
We had gays in it before now.
Right, of course.
Let's not pretend here Abe Lincoln slept with the baby.
I saw Deliverance.
I mean, Abe did a lot, but Abe also slept with that man. You know.
No, like but blacks, and, you know, blacks and gays are not loved in Middle America and down south. So.
Well, blacks are doing better.
Right. So he can't win. He cannot win.
I was listen. You
I
never
like
know
Kamala
that.
Harris. I like Beto. I like a lot of guys. A lot of people.
I don't think he's going to get it because wherever you go, there you are. So whatever he's fucked up on today.
Yeah.
This is going to go on for another two. Like, it ain't done. Mm-hmm. Like, we thought grabbing your pussy was the worst.
Oh, what Trump you talking about?
Yeah. So, he's going to be fucking up until the end.
But here's what fucking up's done to him. Not much.
Not much.
I mean, he's still in the same position he's always been.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, he doesn't have that, the middle America, the progressives, the people that were, you know, like teetering. And he's gonna keep doing shit like you just saw the shit he did in
but
the
Don
UK.
Said, you gotta remember, people vote with their pockets, and the economy.
It's not gonna
looking good.
It's not gonna. It's
I'm just being devil's advocate. People go like this: got a couple dollars in my pocket.
You do this.
Keep things the way they are.
He's gonna do this Mexico thing. You watch.
But Mexico. But he even got Mexico right now. Mexico's gonna bend. Everyone's gonna bend. He's gonna get his deal.
Even Republicans right now. Are saying that the tariffs cannot happen.
Right. No, but I think he's just saying that because now Mexico's running to the White House to have talks with him.
Yeah. Sure.
It's like, that's his thing.
Yeah.
He threatens just, and they go like this, let's meet somewhere in the middle.
He wants it back every single time. That's like his whole MO. But it's funny that people aren't, people don't give him credit for that. He's done it a million times.
75,000 people.
Of course he's just saying shit and then he's going to say another thing.
But don't you think Mexico need to help out with what's going on at the border though? I mean, they're the other side of that motherfucking border.
In terms of what?
It's like people, people are coming up from like Guatemala and other parts of South America.
Oh, it's Central America.
All
right.
The way through Mexico, they give them free pass. They can stop them at any point in the country.
They
can stop them at any point.
They
say, nope,
could.
Take this road up. Nobody will bother you. Yeah. Straight to America.
No, you're right. You're
That's
right.
some bullshit.
They're aiding it.
They might as well put a slip and slide in there, nigga.
Dude, you're not taking into consideration the fact of how deeply entrenched America is in Mexico.
You're right.
And the businesses in there, and they're allowing that, and the fact that
definitely the car industry would be affected away.
The illegal Mexicans keep this country going. Keeps the
undocumented.
Economy. Yeah, absolutely.
The labor force.
Absolutely.
Major.
I mean, they do a lot.
I don't think we would survive.
I owned a restaurant, and it was a Latin restaurant.
Right.
And I can tell you right now.
How many undocumented you had in there?
One, maybe. But I can tell you right now, every kitchen in every city, in every place you go.
Yeah, will be.
Has somebody working in there.
I agree. That's I remember even like at the WA, like maybe 12 years ago, used to be a dude who always worked there, bar back, blah, blah, blah. One day we came in.
Gone.
They came in, got him, and took him right out the wall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Out the wall, money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is real.
Yeah, but you have more what I call U.S. oligarchs. These corporations and these rich billionaires, they're not gonna pay people. They're gonna have to pay people. Now they have to pay people for it. Like, people don't understand that capitalism is, let me create a business, let me get the most work out of people by paying them the less, and I increase my profit. And that model in itself doesn't allow you to go, we're not going to have illegal
immigrants.
But you
know what? Trump is like supposed to be this big capitalist, right? Who's like got all these buildings. Who's supposed to work at Trump buildings? Like, you can't.
He had a bunch of people working
at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
At Mar-a-Lago, he supposedly had illegals working.
Oh, West Palm. I mean, it's really Palm Beach because it's the resort, but
yeah, it's
beautiful.
The county. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I stayed at Ann Coulter's house there.
Yeah.
True story. She's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Stayed at Ann's house. I took her convertible over to West Palm where the black people are, grabbed three broads, black girls. Yeah. We went back to our house, jumped in her pool. Her neighbor's looking like this. What the fuck is going on in Ann Coulter's house? She's getting us drinks. She was the best. She getting all my black girls' drinks. One girl took her titties out.
Sounds like a good
at time. Coulter's house. Uh-huh. I bring people together.
Wow. You are the last of the comedy rock stars, my friend. That's why I only hang out with you once every 2 months. It's two, and I spend 2 weeks recovering.
We had Ann on many a time on the show. I had Stormy on a couple weeks ago. She's making a lot of money on that tour.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
This is a good episode. Tell us what's coming up with you, baby. You got some new stuff coming up?
Well, the Love Don't Judge episode with and Mason.
That's going to air this week?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so later
today. That can be seen on Facebook and YouTube.
Okay, perfect. And Love Don't, what's the name of it?
Love Don't Judge.
Love Don't Judge. Yep. Got to check that out. Are you excited about the episode?
Oh, my God. I've been, like, holding my breath to, like, announce it to people.
Right. Have y'all seen any scenes, anything yet, or no?
No, we haven't seen anything.
Okay. I'm super excited.
And how long was the shoot? How long you?
They did the whole day.
Oh, you did the whole day? Was it in New York?
In my apartment and followed us around the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
We shot some of it in Central Park and it was like 10 degrees out and they really made me wear like a dress.
Well, you shot it in the winter?
Yeah, we shot like 2.5 months ago.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
And also we shot at the Dakota Bar. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah, the Dakota, yeah.
Yeah, we shot there. They just kind of followed us like a day in the life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you think it's going to spill over into another show? Or?
I have absolutely no clue.
I mean, I think we should get our own show.
I think so. I got to check out this episode.
It'll be fun.
And we can find it where now?
YouTube and Facebook.
Barcroft TV. They're the company that puts it out.
Okay.
Nice. Find it under theirs.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
What's your most famous roles that you did?
The most famous commercials were for Underwood Deviled Ham.
Yes.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
But I did a lot of talk shows. Yeah. I did the Mike Douglas show 30
I remember
times.
The Underwood Devil Ham.
Yeah.
I loved Underwood Devil Ham.
That ran for 5 years.
Sounds like you still love it, Dante.
I don't even know where to get it.
Nah, it's hard to find these days.
Wow. Dante, what you got coming up? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man.
You guys
my
are
pleasure.
Great. Thank you.
I just rebranded my podcast. It's no longer the Beige Phillips Show. It's Man School 202.
Okay.
We're getting ready to set up the Patreon, which will be that'll be up in another week or so.
Nice.
Follow me on Instagram, the Dante Nero. And Friday I'm doing Urban View with Karen Hunter on Sirius Radio.
Okay, nice. I like Karen. Karen's good people. Love Karen.
Queen B.
Queen B.
I'm right here.
White daughter.
you can get at me on Insta, Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis, or on Twitty, Karen Kardashian. And that's it. I'm here.
You're here. And what is it? You got your Instagram in?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm doing an hour. When let me find this date. Come check out. Go to ComedyCellar.com.
You taping it or
ComedyCellar.com. I don't know. I'm taping it.
I want to come.
Well, this is not for TV taping. It was taping it just to get my shit all in a row.
I want
to
come.
But it's June 15th and 29th, I believe, is at the Comedy Zone. Come through. Dante, right. You can come. June 15th and June 29th. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Get your tickets. That's Saturday, June 15th and Saturday, June 29th. And then I'm at the Mohegan Sun. Mohegan Sun in the casino. Lord have mercy. Where is this? Karen, say something to him while I look for this.
Oh, my God. Wow, is this humiliating.
Okay, Mohegan Sun. I'll be at the Commons Roadhouse July 4th through the 6th at the Mohegan Sun. Yeah, so get your tickets there, too. That's going to be for 4th of July. Comics Roadhouse, July 4th through the 6th. And then, that's it. Cool. I went to see Killing Mockingbird last night.
Yeah, I saw the Instagram.
On Broadway. It was beautiful. It was so dope. Jeff Daniels, my boy Benga, big shout. Thanks for the tickets.
And
it was great.
Good.
LaTonya was in it. Samuel Jackson's wife.
Yeah.
And it was spectacular. Dope. It was spectacular. It was so funny. Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. And then Colin's wedding Saturday. So, big shout out to Colin Quinn. Congrats.
Okay.
Nice.
Peace. Race Wars. Your mother, niggas.